Fantastic.
Yeah, okay.
So can I ask you to introduce yourself, please?
Andrew Salgado from BT Radiance Sales.
And can I ask what you've thought so far of the day?
Well, I found the panels useful, but not that new in terms of what they're offering. I think most of the brokerage community are trying to discern whether the European best EBBO, European Best Bid Offer, tape is ever going to evolve into something solid. Of course, there are conflicting demands between competing exchanges, and there's no particular consensus as to how and who is going to build the European tape for the EBBO. That's key in order to benchmark multilateral trading facilities exchanges and benchmark them across a pan-European best execution policy.
And do you think that regulation is going to be critical for this?
Regulation is more linked to capital adequacy requirements that banks will no longer be able to sustain. So the regulations are more in terms of the amount of cash banks can lend their clients in order to trade through them. That has a direct impact on order flow or volumes, and volumes traded on exchanges, but it doesn't have a direct impact on the European best bid offer tape that everyone's talking about.
So you don't think they're giving you any kind of answer yet for what's happening next?
No, they've commented it, but you know, all the talks I've mentioned are, for instance, issues of best execution, which we all know. They mentioned fragmentation of liquidity, which we all know about. We've also heard about reduction of rates on exchanges, which we also know. But so that's not new. I think someone should address the issue of the benefits of a European tape on EBBO.
Is that what you're hoping for this afternoon then?
Yeah, not right now, but it's a medium-term issue which has to be addressed.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.